Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
Interesting. I do have to say, you're right, it's a fairly complex question and thought. I'm not even sure if I fully grasp. I think I understand. So let me respond to that. Like, and if there are some aspects of it that are not fully addressed, then we can talk through it. In responding and sharing, at least sharing my how I think about it. Forgive me that I might go here and there a little bit. Aisa koi bahut necessarily articulated, because it's impromptu, na, this question. So I'm gathering my thoughts from my head. And so initially it might come across to you like, thoda ye keh raha hai, thoda wo keh raha hai, thoda wo keh raha hai. But let's work through this. Pehli toh interesting observation I have about how you share, how you express, is that something for you to think about, just as your thought partner. You talk about non-dualism quite a bit, and you're right. Everything you said, by the way, the way you're thinking, I don't find any flaw in it, or abhi jo baat keh rahe the, or that I don't find it controversial or something where I have a problem or I don't agree, anything like that. But at the same time, the interesting thing is ki, rightly so, you're saying non-dualism as the basis, as the substratum to which we have to get. And yet, all along, you are talking in dualistic terms, right? Like that God created, we are experiencing. It's not just non-dual, it's multitude. We, the plural ho gaya. So, dual mein to do hote the, God aur baki sab hum milke ek, right? There, dual would be do. One and ek aur ek do. Ek bhagwan hai aur hum sab milke ek dusra hai, total. Aggregate. Aise do hai. और वास्तविक में अद्वैत है, नॉन ड्यूअल है, तो वो दोनों दो भी नहीं है. लेकिन अगर हम कहते हैं कि भगवान है और हम सब लोग अनुभव करते हैं, तो इसमें तो हजारों लाखों करोड़ों आ गए हम सब में. तो ये तो अद्वैत तो है नहीं, द्वैत भी है नहीं, ये तो बिल्कुल मल्टीपल हो गया. सो इट्स एन इंटरेस्टिंग ऑब्जर्वेशन दैट हाउ माया टू यूज योर टर्म फाइंड्स अ वे थ्रू क्रैक्स एंड क्रेविसेस and even in amari vani ke dwara, even our vocabulary through it, that it's so hard to separate that idea. I don't know if you're following me, but if you're believers in non advait or non dual, then there should be no question in our normal talk also, or especially about this conversation. But anyway, that's a complete arbitrary observation. The second similar arbitrary observation is that two or three times you refer to as God has created, God created this. In my experience and interpretation of my experience, it isn't so much that God has created this or created that. It is more that it exists. By virtue of God's existence, everything exists. And it's similar to saying ki agar main chalte ja raha hun aur meri shadow mere piche piche aa rahi hai, तो मैंने मेरे शैडो को क्रिएट नहीं किया है. जहाँ जितनी जगह पे मेरा एब्सेंस है, उतनी जगह पे मेरे जैसा कुछ दिखाई दे रहा है. एंड दैट्स कॉल्ड शैडो, मीनिंग द लाइट इज ब्लॉक्ड बाय माय बॉडी, एंड देयरफॉर व्हाटएवर अमाउंट इज ब्लॉक्ड, दैट लाइट शोज एज डार्क, एब्सेंस ऑफ लाइट, एंड इट अपीयर्स एज शैडो. आई हैवन्ट डन एनीथिंग, आई डोंट इवन केयर, आई डोंट इवन नो, एंड आई डोंट इवन थिंक, एंड इट मैटर्स नॉट वेदर द शैडो इज देयर और नॉट, or follows me or not. Sometimes it lambi ho jati hai, sometimes moti ho jati hai, depending on the angle of the sun and the light and time of day. I'm not creating it, and yet it is inseparable from me. The shadow exists only and only because I exist. And the entire shadow is mine alone. No one can claim that, oh, ye usne nahi banayi hai, maine banayi hai, ya meri shadow hai, jaise. Jaise, तो अगर एक्सप्रेशन की व्हाट यू वर सेइंग, इफ गॉड एक्सप्रेसेस हिमसेल्फ इन ड्यूअल वे, द्वैत में आकर के, तो देन दैट माइट मेक हिम इम्परफेक्ट इन इटसेल्फ, बिकॉज the perfect is in Advaita. It's like saying that if the ocean should only be still. The moment the ocean moves, even a little bit, it is no longer the ocean, or that it is not a good ocean, or right ocean, or a perfect ocean. Because waves dikhai de rahe, to abhi to uspe do dikhai de rahe, teen dikhai de rahe, hajaro waves dikhai de rahe. It's pehle to single tha ocean, whenever it was formed, maybe. Let's imagine a time when the ocean was formed. And it's a myth, obviously. Like there's scientific basis that the ocean, there was never a moment when the ocean was actually still. And there never will be a moment when the ocean will be still. But let's say if it was still, hilta dulta nita, jab se hilne dulne lag gaya to imperfect ho gaya ocean. No, ocean hai. Ocean ne waves create bhi nahi kari hai. Ocean ko perfection, imperfection ki chinta bhi nahi hai. Challenge bhi nahi hai, problem bhi nahi hai. Right or wrong is all relative. When there is only one and everything is in it, that in that one, and everything is that one, then the imperfect is to see the right or wrong, right or wrong. To say that God imperfect hai, is only as wrong as saying God perfect hai. What does that even mean? God perfect hai, when agar God hi hai, if there is nothing to compare him with. This is again based on my own experience, but also scriptural evidence and others. Agar ek hi hai, to fir who is to say, and how can one say, based on what? Ki God perfect hai, right hai, wrong hai, ye view aisa hai, waisa hai. I think we do have to accept some relativity. We do have to part from the absolute nature to even draw any conclusion. Agar ek hi brahmi chetana, agar brahmanishta hai, agar singularity hai, to use your word. To fir singularity mein, where is the question? If the Advaita God is becoming Dvaita God, to express, it's not that the perfect God is becoming an imperfect God, or that God was right when he was Advaita, and now God is accepting a little bit of wrong by becoming Dvaita, just to express. It is not that, in my view, it is that in the Advaita and the Dvaita form, the higher truth than Advaita and Dvaita, which is the concoction of a limited capability brain, the higher truth is that God alone, through the Dvaita and the Advaita and the millions, all of it, there is always uncorrupted, uncontaminated, unchallengeable. There is only one in all the formations and permutations and combinations and concoctions, no matter what. It just depends on how we are able to, how much, how broad or how narrow we are able to perceive. To give another example, if when I see something, I am using my eyes. This actually comes in a scripture called Brahma Samhita. And it's a description of Krishna there from Brahmaji. This is my way of describing it. When I see it with my eyes. When I hear something, I hear with my ears. When I touch something, I have to feel with my skin. When I smell something, it has to pass through my nose. And for me to taste something, it has to fall on my tongue. What if my entire body was such that the whole body could see? It didn't matter. Aankh naam ki zarurat nahi thi. Mera sara sharir agar chetan tha, indriya meri sarva sharir mein vyapta agar hoti thi. Kahin se bhi main dekh sakta, mera ek ek baal bhi dekh sakta hai. Piche se bhi main dekh sakta. And it's seeing a 360 degree vision the whole time. Kahin se bhi main sun sakta hoon. Kaan aur no kaan. Kahin se bhi main chak sakta hoon. Kahin se bhi main sung sakta hoon. If I had that capability, if uniform capability, then as God, even though I am Advaita, when I take refuge momentarily of Dvaita expression, you and I, because we have a limited perspective, might think, "Arey, to kam ho gaya. परफेक्ट का इम्परफेक्ट हो गया, ही इज टेकन अनदर फॉर्म, थोड़ा थोड़ा कंटेमिनेट, थोड़ा करप्ट हो गया, ही इज नॉट फुल एंड कम्प्लीट. लेकिन बिकॉज ही, इफ यू इमेजिन द एग्जाम्पल दैट आई गिव, बिकॉज ही इज एबल टू सी हियर, इन अदर वर्ड्स एक्सपीरियंस एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम ऑल साइड्स एट ऑल टाइम्स इन ऑल फॉर्म्स नो मैटर वॉट, such is the omnipotent, omniscient description of his Godhead. So it is then like saying, nahi bhaiya, ocean is not divided into waves. You think the ocean has been divided into so many waves, badi wave, choti wave. The ocean is continuous through all the waves. The ocean is still single. When the ocean was turbulent, it was still single. The ocean is very still. It's still the same and the single. And the high waves and the low waves, and even beneath the waves, that which you cannot even see, the ocean is still the same. We think that ye divide ho gaya, kam ho gaya, upar ut gaya, chota ut gaya. Ocean ke man mein, ocean ke drishti mein, samudra ke perspective mein, it's still connected, fully connected, because it's chetan everywhere. Now, let me expand a little bit. If every drop of the ocean on the surface, and especially on the surface, but every drop of the ocean was fully conscious of its existence as the ocean, not the drop. That every drop, knowing that I am fully connected, I am single, I am singular. Someone else thinks of me as a tiny drop because they can only see a small drop. It's the fault of their faculty, right, of their senses. But there's no such thing as a drop. If the entire, every drop of the ocean that is connected to the ocean, that is never separate from the ocean, that in reality truly is the ocean, hum logo ne drop banaya usko alag karke, tukda karke, balti batli mein dalke, gagar mein dal karke, if that ocean, every drop of the ocean was aware that I am the ocean, and then वो मैं वेव बन गया, ऊपर गया, नीचे गया, नीचे और अंदर गया पानी, एट ऑल टाइम्स इन ऑल फॉर्म्स नो मैटर व्हाट, आई एम दैट सिंगल ओशन. सो लेट मी स्लो डाउन एंड पॉज हियर जस्ट टू गेट सम रिएक्शन फ्रॉम यू. इन माय माइंड देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन, इट मेक्स नो लॉजिकल सेंस टू मी टू इमेजिन अ सिनेरियो वेयर गॉड इज आइदर इम्परफेक्ट और रॉन्ग. I think it's what we can say is perhaps for our sake, or that we think that he has stepped down in a manner of speaking, accepted a lower state to become more accessible to us, so that he can express his whole completeness in a small limited form, which is only palatable, which is only accessible to us. But that doesn't mean that he's limited himself. So let me see where I can enter this. So to paraphrase again, that the thought is that we can never become God, but we're also no less than, or we can also be not any less than God. And so logically or mathematically, if you do A, B, C, that would mean that, well, then we are God, rationally speaking. Or jaise agar sone ka gehna, the jewelry, a small earring in just one ear says that I can never become gold, but I'm no less than gold. I can never become that, whatever people talk about gold, wherever I came from, whoever made this earring. But I'm no less than that. If a dream character is thinking, kahin se sun liya, kisi dusre dream character ne keh diya ki, arre nahi, wo to sab ye khatam ho jata hai, pralay ho jata hai, sapna toot jata hai, baad mein pata nahi kidhar chale jate hum sab log. Like you and I, we could say in our state of ignorance, ki hum log janme kahan se aaye वैसे. एक्चुअली आए कहाँ से, कहीं से तो आए, अगर है तो mean, obviously there is a, the other theory ki hai hi nahi, that's a different matter. अगर आए कहाँ से और फिर मरने के बाद एक्चुअली कहाँ जाते हैं, ऐसे अगर सपने का पात्र कहे कि नहीं वो होता है, एक कोई है कहते हैं देखता है सपना, उसमें ये बना हुआ है. एंड इफ दैट ड्रीम कैरेक्टर सेज दैट वेल आई कैन नेवर बिकम द ड्रीमर, एज द ड्रीम कैरेक्टर आई कैन एक्चुअली नेवर बिकम द ड्रीमर, ट्रू, बट आई एम ऑल्सो नेवर एनी लेस देन द ड्रीमर.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.